I had the works done Wednesday, and it was done in record time, like pit crew.
Thank you.
Well, that's what we promised, and they delivered, which is great with you guys.
Getting a tire today.
Thanks. We will absolutely see you again before Christmas break.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
But I think we'll be talking about college football
championship. Yeah. Playoffs, Heisman trophies.
Yeah, all that great stuff.
Hey, Roll Tide.
If you're a member of the nation and you're getting headaches because of game results, Adams Drugs would love to help you.
Oh, that was smooth. That's a segue.
Actually, something that we are, it's been like one of the great discoveries there this year, the butt paste. And that is a great stocking stuffer, by the way.
That might have helped last week.
You could have used a tub. A 55-gallon drum. They don't come in that size, but it's one of the best things. It was formulated to eradicate diaper rash, which is a vicious thing for any little baby to have to endure, but it works on so many other skin conditions, and it's exclusively at Adams Drugs. Works on bug bites, dry skin, all kinds of stuff. So keep that handy. And then consider turning to Adams Drugs to fill all your family's prescription needs. You know, we learned in the pandemic, having your prescriptions in a big box store is not necessarily an idyllic situation. A lot of people had to wait in long lines just to get in to get their meds while everybody else was waiting in line with them to get food. You don't even have to go in Adams Drugs. They'll bring it out to your car or deliver it if that's what you need. And pharmacists at all 12 locations always have time to talk about whatever it is you need. Four have health clinics for vaccines and shingle shots, things of that nature. I think you'll appreciate the old-fashioned, we appreciate you customer service you'll get at all 12 Adams Drugs location. Go to adamsdrugs.net to get the one nearest you. Lots happening on the road right now. Here's Skip.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I-85 southbound just past Taylor Road. We have two accidents kind of back-to-back there. We've got a bunch of emergency vehicles on the scene. It appears on our fog-filled camera that this accident is in the center and right lanes. You'll need to be in the left lanes to get past. Traffic's already backed up onto Taylor Road in both directions, and on I-85 southbound, we're backed up past Chantilly, working our way on Mount Meg. So buckle up and drive carefully. Busy around Montgomery. Got slow traffic 65 southbound from the Millbrook on-ramp into North Boulevard. We've also got an accident. Highway 31 in Prattville just before McQueen Smith. Use caution there. We'll keep you updated. You can become an AWS certified IT professional at Trenum State. A special meeting being held Monday, December 6th in the lab on Dexter Avenue. Your skills are needed. For more info, 420-4291. That's 420-4291. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors is the fastest growing used car dealer in the River Region, and we want your trade-in. Check out our inventory online at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
So, Rodney, they tell me you're a fancy x-ray technician now.
That's right.
Good. I want you to look inside my walls and make sure my wiring is safe.
What?
Wouldn't it be nice if someone really could look inside your walls? Well, now somebody can. Crosby Electric is your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. And that's important to you because each year over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem.
Look here, Rodney. What do you see?
A wall?
What kind of x-ray technician are you?
Using special high-tech equipment, Crosby Electric will check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switch, and electrical outlets to pinpoint potential problems and make sure you're safe.
Grandma, I just x-ray people.
People? Are you looking at my bloomers?
No, Grandma, I would never...
Why, you little whippersnapper.
To really know if your wiring is safe, visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Struggling with CPAP? Now there's Inspire, the only FDA-approved obstructive sleep apnea treatment that works inside the body to treat the root cause of sleep apnea with just the click of a button. No mask, no hose, just sleep. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
I accidentally handed my wife a glue stick instead of her lipstick yesterday.
Oh my, what did she say?
I don't know. She's still not talking to me.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We are about to find out how the job market fared in the month of November. The Labor Department about to release the jobs report for last month. Economists predict the addition of more than a half million jobs, even as a labor shortage persists. The Senate has given final congressional approval to a stopgap funding bill aimed at keeping the federal government up and running for another couple of months. The coronavirus Omicron variant spreading worldwide, and the U.S. is not immune. The strain has been confirmed in five states now: California, Colorado, Hawaii, Minnesota, and New York. So far, though, no reports of anyone getting seriously ill. The symptoms said to be actually quite mild. Stock futures higher ahead of the release of the employment report. Dow futures up 53 points. More details at srnnews.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
No.
Your heart thumps, fist pumps, and you hear the fight song. No place you'd rather be, right here in your sweet home.
The music plays above the noise of the crowd, and everybody starts to shout out loud.
Roll Tide, roll!
So strong you feel it in your soul. Shakes the ground on up to Birmingham.
All the country girls and the good old boys know it ain't no party till you bring the noise. Rammer, jammer, yellow hammer, everybody sing roll! Comes the Crimson Tide. Deep South, Big Al, buckle up for the ride. And move the ball up in the air and pound it on the ground. Before you know it, Eli Gold is calling that
touchdown!
The million dollars. Roll Tide, roll! So strong you feel it.
Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Sometimes we actually salute somebody who did something brilliant.
Right.
I think when Alec Baldwin booked the interview on TV last night with little Georgie Porgy Stephanopoulos, he thought this is the perfect thing to do in rehabbing my image. But I'm looking at the front page of the New York Post, and basically the headline says, Alec Baldwin blames the victim in sickening interview. Just when you think Alec Baldwin can't go any lower, he blames Helena Hutchins, the woman he shot to death, for getting shot to death. Everything, quote, everything is in her direction, Baldwin told Syncophatic, perfect word to describe George Stephanopoulos, during a jaw-dropping, hour-long interview that aired Thursday night. I'm holding the gun where she told me to hold it, which ended up right below her armpit, which is what I was told. I don't know. And, of course, yesterday, we learned that the bullet just sort of fired itself.
He didn't fire.
This really is sickening. It really is.
Well, I think he did. I think it exploded in his face. Literally.
Yeah, I think by the end of today, the feedback on this is going to be supremely negative. And I don't know what the sheriff in New Mexico, in the area where this thing took place, is doing, but stop macerating your strawberries and hold somebody accountable. It's 8:13. By the way, Applied Security, when you want to protect your home, property, or your business with a system that will immediately make it very unpleasant for people attempting to take your stuff, call 279-8338 and tap into 4 decades plus of experience with Mark and Vicky. Systems that are effective, easy to work with, and you'll save on monthly monitoring starting under $30. That's Applied Security, 279-8338. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number, should anybody ask, is 276.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
The Victory Land Casino 7 days of giveaways is going on right now. We're giving away $250,000. Drawings throughout December. The more you visit, the more chances you have to win.
I still see a little mist out there here at our location, just off of Carmichael near the interstate, but some of the airports are still reporting, Denny Field, quarter of a mile, Prattville, less than a quarter of a mile. Maxwell's getting better now at 5 miles visibility. But the dense fog advisory officially is over as far as the was removed at 8. Sunshine, spring-like warmth today with a high around 76. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low 51. Going to be a great night for the tree lighting in downtown Montgomery with 64 degrees at 5:30 and the parade in Prattville with 61 degrees at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, some morning fog, another warm, dry day, mid-70s on Saturday. My gosh, people at the Millbrook Parade tomorrow will be in shorts and t-shirts. Mid-70s on Sunday, too, still dry. But then all of this nice weather comes to a screeching halt. Look, we need the rain anyway, but a chance of rain by late Sunday night, but a better chance of rain and maybe a few thunderstorms on Monday, the start of a very wet and active weather week. We are looking forward to the rain because it is high time that we get some. It's 40, no, we're up to 50 now at 8:15.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our friends at LukeWire have been in the heating and air conditioning business since 1976, but their plumbing concern, plumbing by LukeWire, has been around for 38 years now, and when you're around for that long, you're doing something right. In my house now, it is a no-brainer. It used to be a big problem. Who in the world am I going to call for this plumbing issue? It was a process of elimination because, well, a lot of times it had to do with sticker shock. When you finally got the bill, it was like, what? Well, you called, sir, on an off hour. Look, whether it's a leaky faucet or a busted toilet or a broken pipe, plumbing always picks the worst time to be a problem. That's why our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire are ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. Plus, you know, they do stuff like they'll pick up the phone and tell you they're on their way. That's a great thing because you don't have to block out the whole day waiting for Plumbing by Lukewire. The other thing is upfront pricing, where they're going to diagnose the situation and tell you what it's going to cost ahead of time, so there's no sticker sticker shock at the end. And the whole house plumbing inspections, something I highly recommend. You got the holidays coming up. You want to make sure there's not a problem lurking that you don't know about. Maybe a corroded pipe up there in the attic, that, and you come home to a squish when you open the door and step on the carpet. Everything's ruined. Plumbing by Lukewire. Give them a call, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. All right, this is a little bit different kind of game. I have a list of movies, 10 altogether. All of them have at some point or another, a prominent role in Christmas. Christmas plays a role in the course of the movie.
But the question is,
is it a Christmas movie?
Right.
Ah.
Yes. Now, could you name one of these at 272-9228?
We've been here before.
We've certainly one will come up all the time.
Yeah, there's one that comes up frequently, but there are others here, and we'll discuss the list a little bit. After we get a winner, which is going to happen right now, right? You're reaching for the phone. You're 272-9228. Just taking a guess, quality for a grand prize drawing coming up later this hour. So don't miss that. And we got some really great stuff to give away. 272-9228, including the works from Don Duncan, All American Auto and Tire. And I'm happy to tell you that, yes, Boom Magazine will be available at the Millbrook and downtown locations.
I am just finishing up your column, which is so well written and worth your time, folks. I love the picture, too. Did you see the picture?
Very well done.
Clark Griswold.
That's Jim Watson, my tremendous publisher, who whenever I give him some, can you make this happen?
Yeah.
He makes it happen. 818, some local news will come back and get a contestant or two. 272-9228. Name one of these almost Christmas movies.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Authorities are on the lookout for William Dix Jr. He's wanted for stealing pressure washers, vacuum cleaners, and computers from Lowe's and Sam's Club. Also, they're on the search for 41-year-old Ellen Barkley. She's also known as Ellen Grayson. She's accused of burglary and theft. It happened between September 25th and October 5th, between midnight to 8:30 in the 900 block of Macklemore Drive. Grayson is a white female standing 5'9", weighing about 140 pounds. If you have any information on these cases, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. The Pike Road football team has won the 5A state championship. The Patriots soundly defeated Pleasant Grove 51-14. And the Troy Trojans have a new head football coach this morning. Kentucky co-defensive coordinator John Summerall will replace Chip Lindsey, who was fired last month after 3 seasons. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. All right, I see we do have some people ready to play this. It's kind of a weird contest. I need you to name one of the 10 movies I have in a list that have a prominent Christmas moment or two, but are not really considered Christmas films. So if you name one of the 10, you win. K-Rod is the first one in on this.
Well, there's one that's absolutely obvious, but I'm going to go with a different one just for giggles. Gremlins.
Could Gremlins be one of the movies on this list?
You're a winner!
Way to go. It's number 5 on the list. Came out in 1984, and the reason I've never seen it since, I went to see it with my crazy second wife.
Yeah?
And like every other thing, she ruined it.
Can you remember the three things you don't, the three rules for the Gremlins? Three rules?
Don't feed them after midnight.
Right?
Don't feed them after midnight. Yep. Don't get them wet and sunlight.
Chick.
Correct.
One, two. Yep, the reason, right. The reason I can't...
5, 10.
Stupid board.
It's another Christmas movie, too.
Yeah.
It's called.
The reason I can't remember is that during the course of watching Gremlins, my second wife was... So you have won a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Yes.
All right, hang on. And then Hazel's on the line.
Can you name another one, Hazel, of the top 10?
I must tell you that I haven't been listening, but I don't know exactly what the question is, but I'm going to say A Christmas Story.
Christmas Story actually is a Christmas movie. It's not on the list. The ones we're talking about are sort of, you know.
They happen at Christmas time. Yeah. Right.
By the way,
just get in on the drawings for calling.
Oh, you're
yes,
there.
You're there.
Yeah.
You've accomplished it. Thank you.
You're welcome. And we'll go over this list when we come back from our next break. Right now, there is a lot of stuff happening on the roads. Let's check in with Skipper and see what's new.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic got a major problem on I-85 southbound. This is just past Taylor Road before Bell. We've got two accidents back to back. You're going to need to be in the left lanes to get past the accident. It is just really backed up traffic on 85 southbound past Chantilly Parkway, and it's working on Mount Meigs. We've got a big backup of traffic as well on Taylor Road, folks trying to get on to 85 southbound into Montgomery. You might want to avoid the area and take an alternate route if you can. I-65 southbound just past the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook. We got a minor accident. That's backing traffic up on 65 southbound and a minor accident. Highway 31 just before East Main Street in Prattville. That's right near the McDonald's. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. The Toyota-thon is on. You can pre-order your new Toyota at Reinhart Toyota, or you can buy it online at ReinhartToyota.com. Reinhart Toyota, East Boulevard for Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, our contest is concluded. Gremlins, by the way, was number 5 on this list.
Uh-huh.
At the top of the list, Bridget Jones's Diary.
I don't know it.
It has Colin Firth in a reindeer sweater, a kith in falling snow, and twinkling Christmas lights. Right. One of those names that makes me list. Let's see what Dennis. Good morning to you.
Hey, Greg. Did Silent Night, Bloody Night make that list?
No. Isn't there a movie coming out called Silent Night this month?
There may be.
See an ad for something with that.
There
name.
May be.
No, that did not make the list. But we're going to go over all 10 in just a moment.
There's one obvious one.
But we'll get to that shortly. Right now, we just gave away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Here is your resident Seafood Bistro expert, the one and only, Jay Scott.
Thank you very much. I was wondering. Yeah, there you go.
Please clap.
A little delay there on that clap there, audience. Going to have to dock you.
Well, this mouse freaks me out. I'm afraid to move.
Well, I'm about to make a switch here as soon as I can get away and get over there and work on it and see if it helps. Seafood Bistro, by the way, if you want to get away, then head over to the Seafood Bistro. They 1651 Perry Hill Road. They open up today and every day at 11 a.m. So go by there, watch the game tomorrow from there if you would like to. They'll have it on their screens, or you can order a meal. Go pick it up, bring it back to the house or wherever you're having your watching party and enjoy. They do sell the wings. They have that. Or you can do the boil bags if you want to try something different for your tailgating or whatever you may be doing, your game food. I mean, even if you don't want to do the boil bags, doing something different like any of the platters, the po' boys, just order like, I don't know, 15 orders of Cajun cheese curds and you've got it. You're covered. Everybody's going to be covered there for you. Check it out online at theseafoodbistro.com, or you can use the delivery apps on your phone to have it delivered, and you can just look at the menu if you're trying to figure out what you want to order. You can go online to their website or use the delivery apps on your phone. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook. Their phone number is 279-7500. It is the Seafood Bistro.
825 will run through number 110 on this list, and you can decide whether or not these are real, and we'll offer our opinions too.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. You need money? Go by there. They have money to lend right now. And if you are looking for some military rifles or some civilian rifles, High Caliber Gun and Pawn has them. They have plenty of them. And ammo for days. Now's the time for you to cash in. 10% military discount, 10% first responder discount. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, located on South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here's your updated market report for the River Region. So far, we have sold over 6,500 homes through September of 2021 in MLS. Sales have been at a record pace all year long. We have different ways to buy and sell your home now that we didn't have before. Some sellers are afraid to put their home on the market until they find a home. They write a contingency contract only to have it rejected. Because of our market has changed dramatically over the last 2 years, we have to change with the market. A recent change in mortgages now allow a blended credit score for two people that are buying a house at the same time. This is great news for buyers. Having a realtor up to date with the financial market, interest rates, closing costs is of great value to buyers and sellers throughout the River Region. Goodson Group agents know how to price a home to sell and how to get contracts accepted in this market. For all the details, call the Goodson Group 551-0225 or Bo Goodson at 221-2883. That's 221-2883.
Hello, this is Congressman Barry Moore. Do you need help with the VA, IRS, Social Security Administration, or any other federal agency? My staff and I would love to help you. We can also help with federal grant applications, assist students seeking Service Academy nominations, and provide internships for college students. Please visit my website, barrymoore.house.gov, or call my office at 334-478-6330.
This ad is paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
I'm so ready to get back to the way it used to be over a year ago.
Me too. I know that Adams Drugs is still my pharmacy choice. Always has been and always will be. I'm not going to be forced to use mail order or another pharmacy by our insurance company.
Yes, that's for sure. I went in to get my prescriptions filled and it was very refreshing to feel like I was the only person in the store. They gave me their undivided attention and made sure I didn't have any questions about my medications. You just don't see that kind of service anymore.
We don't have to worry about a new normal when it comes to our service from Adams Drugs. They've always been prompt and reliable and had excellent customer service, too. We can even get our prescriptions delivered if we can't get to the store on time.
I like it when they call and remind me of a prescription that's ready for refill, or when the doctor has called one in for me. They even call me and wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they definitely go the extra mile. Always have and always will.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When I look back on all the shots I took for COVID, I can't believe I have to take another one. 'Cause of a brand new strain that's coming in from Africa. I thought in 2022 all this crap would be done. Omicron, you give us one more reason to worry. I hope you're gone in a hurry. I don't wanna Zoom with my folks on Christmas Day. No, no. I was getting real used to going maskless, spending time with my friends, getting back in the action. Omicron, don't you take another year away.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcement.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep. Beep, 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 beep.
Yesterday afternoon during happy hour, you listen to both shows, don't you?
No.
Well, anyway, we were talking to Brett McDonald from Invest Advisors about this bizarre week of extreme highs and lows. The market had actually had a collective 2,000 points down in the Dow over, since Friday of last week. So at the end of the conversation, we gained a bunch of it back. It's been very volatile. He said, we knew the jobs number was coming out, and he said expectations in his universe are that it'll be a pretty good report because it's November, people are hiring for Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's a disaster. Added to the list of disasters, well under just 210,000 jobs.
Expected twice that number or more, right?
They expected 550,000. So this isn't just, well, we missed by a little bit. Or we undershot the runway by 40 feet.
Right.
No, you landed at a different airport with this. And it's just another embarrassment, another failure. And
way to go, Brandon.
Yeah. Yeah, I should play Brandon, the song coming up. Brandt is our go-to guy when it comes to market analysis. You know, these numbers, you hear them, see them on TV, hear them on the radio, they come up on your phone in some cases. Brandt is the guy to turn to when you want to find out how they impact your money. Whether you own a share of stock or you don't, everything ultimately affects the money you work so hard to make. So give him a call at 387-0094 and just have a sit down, especially before the next year, and get a plan going to protect and grow your money. He has kept me ahead of inflation this year. I don't have a ton of money. I can't afford to do anything stupid. He's been fantastic. 387-0094 for Invista Advisors at 8:32. That list of movies, let me go over this real quick before we get back to the weather.
These are movies that happened at Christmas time, but are really...
Yeah, the question that prompted the debate, are these really Christmas movies? We mentioned Bridget Jones's Diary because Colin Firth had the reindeer sweater. Mm-hmm. Trading Places.
Oh, I love that.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie. It's fun.
Yeah. Do I think of it as a Christmas movie? Not really.
No, but it does have that, especially in an old city like Philadelphia, yeah, where, you know, Christmas is still a pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm.
How about The Chronicles of Narnia? I have never seen that.
I don't know that one.
That movie came out just as Janelle preferred to go see movies without Daddy.
Oh, man.
Eyes Wide Shut?
I've seen it. It's pretty weird.
It happens at a fancy holiday party.
Pretty wild.
Gremlins, that was our caller, one with that, 1984. Batman Returns.
Really?
It takes place at Christmas time.
Well, yeah, tree lighting ceremony, mistletoe, penguins with candy cane-shaped striped torpedoes strapped to their back.
But you know why a lot of movies take place at Christmas? Because the big movies that they want to release are at Christmas, right?
This is true. I think that is true wisdom.
Yeah.
While You Were Sleeping... 1995. I don't know that movie.
Mm-mm.
Lethal Weapon from 87.
Oh, yeah.
It opens to Jingle Bell Rock.
It's a warm Christmas
with a drug bust at a tree lot, which you don't see too many of. I still have not seen an independent tree lot this whole season. Meet Me in St. Louis from 1944. And Die Hard, of course, is the one that...
Is controversial. Yeah. Now, do you consider it a Christmas movie? I don't. There's too much
the second more than the first.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of snow. And even though airplanes are exploding and burning in the snow.
Right.
It's kind of interesting. One movie I finally saw and really enjoyed because, I like the oldies from time to time. Christmas in Connecticut.
Yeah, I've seen that.
With Sydney Greenstreet. Mm-hmm. Pretty good cast. That's absolutely a Christmas movie. And if... In fact, that's going to come up on Turner Classic.
So, White Christmas, you know, the color one with the general and everything like that. But the song White Christmas was used in another prominent movie. Was it Christmas in Connecticut?
It was Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn. The movie. Yeah.
With Bing Crosby and.
But the movie, I guess they made the movie because the song was so popular. I think.
I love that last scene in White Christmas, you know, where all his whole unit from the army is there to with their uniforms on to celebrate.
Yeah, you know, his that's life. Cool. Yeah. Wait a minute, 1 second, checking a news story. Wow, a note from a listener because we were talking about the Baldwin thing earlier in the hour.
Mm-hmm.
That Baldwin claimed he didn't know he had shot her for 45 minutes. I can't believe that's possible.
Mm.
It took him 45 minutes to figure that out. No way.
But Hit just his whole demeanor and his whole acting in that interview.
Is you know what? What he did, he made the whole thing about himself. Mm-hmm. And it, to most normal people, they're going to see that he's more interested in rehabbing his image mm-hmm. than worrying about the family. That he should have just gone away for a while, a long time, done something spectacular to help the widower and the child. Unbelievable arrogance. Yep. I mean, hey, when's he going to be back on SNL doing his rotten Donald Trump impersonation? That's what I want to know.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of The Herb Shop, where the word expert means knowledge and knowledge means The Herb Shop. Let the experts at The Herb Shop help you feel better today. Check them out on the web at herbshopal.com. The Herb Shop, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery.
Looking much nicer out there this hour than the denseness of the fog earlier. Sunshine, spring-like warmth again today. We had 76 yesterday. We're just living the dream this weekend. It's not going to last forever. In fact, the days are now numbered. This will take us right on through the weekend, all right? And then a big change. 76 today, not as cool tonight, overnight low 51. Great weather for the tree lighting downtown, the state tree lighting, the Prattville Parade. There's lots of parades and tree lightings again tomorrow across the area. The list is a mile long. We'll be in the Millbrook Parade tomorrow. Look for Greg and I. Yeah, I should bring
what do we want
Chase.
To shout out from the side? Yeah, sure, Chase. Yeah,
there's always one shout out that stands out every year.
We were talking about it the other day, too.
Might be something about Brandon. Who knows? Tomorrow, morning fog, then another warm day with a high in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, mid-70s on Sunday, still dry. And a chance of showers by late Sunday night, and that starts a wet week. Showers and storms, a few storms on Monday, and wet just about every day next week. Some days wetter than others. Right now this morning, with mostly sunny skies, it is, just check the temperature, I'm sorry. I think it's 54 right now at 8:37.
All right, we have your local news in a moment. A look at the roads, and then we'll come back. Some morning maroon nominees, and later this hour, our grand prize drawing.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic doing a little bit better. Most of the accident on I-85 southbound just past Taylor Road is off on the right side of the road now. Traffic is kind of getting back to normal there, but we're still bunched up a good bit from the accident. Got a new accident on Taylor Road right at the ramps to 85 southbound. It's minor in nature. Hopefully they'll get that one taken care of pretty quickly. Around Montgomery, we are still very busy. I-65 and 85 looking good, though, through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up and drive carefully. Still reports of fog everywhere out there this morning. Ready to purchase a new home or refinance the mortgage in your current home? MCS, the Mortgage and Loan Center, top of the mountain in Wetumpka, just a phone call away. 567-9000, NMLS 232876. For Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
For Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. MPD is searching for a burglary suspect. 41-year-old Ellen Barkley, also known as Ellen Grayson, is accused of a burglary and theft. It happened between September 25th and October 5th, between midnight to 8:30 a.m. in the 900 block of Macklemore Drive. Grayson is a white female, standing 5'9", weighing about 140 pounds. Authorities are also on the lookout for William Dix, Jr. He's wanted for stealing pressure washers, vacuum cleaners, and computers from Lowe's and Sam's Club. If you have any information on these cases, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. The Pike Road football team has won the 5A state championship. The Patriots defeated Pleasant Grove 51-14, and the Troy Trojans have a new head football coach this morning. Kentucky co-defensive coordinator John Summerall will replace Chip Lindsey, who was fired last month after three seasons. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
I am Jeff Bezos. It has come to my attention that my mistress's brother, Michael Sanchez, sold information about my affair, thus destroying my marriage and painting me to the media as a lecherous Lothario. That's very dirty, Sanchez. He was paid $200,000 by appropriately named National Enquirer editor David Pecker. I would destroy him too, but I'm sure he suffered enough in high school with such a moniker. Anyway, I hope you enjoy your $200,000. I use that kind of money as toilet paper. Oh, particularly the hundreds, they're much softer than the 20s. Daddy's bum bum needs the soft soft.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Come stroll along the banks of the Coosa River and enjoy the natural beauty of Wetumpka. We are a city filled with history and heritage, rich in the arts, creativity, and culture. Fun things to do for every member of the family. Whitewater kayaking, fishing, historic sites and events, famous artists and art. It's all here waiting on you. Visit Wetumpka, a city of natural beauty. WetumpkaAL.gov.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice, be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here comes Friday, here comes Friday, glad it finally came. Thought this day would never come, this past week's been insane. Man, I'm hurting, too much working, came home late every night. And now I'm feeling more burned out than a string of Christmas lights. Here comes Friday, here comes Friday, this week's been a pain. Plus I've got more shopping to do and little time remains. Lots of cleaning, lots of cooking, there's no end in sight. But I won't fret you out instead and enjoy my Friday night.
All right. What movie? We were talking about movies earlier. What movie should that remind you of?
Here comes Santa Claus. I don't know.
Plays a prominent role in...
Isn't that in... Christmas Vacation.
Very good. Jay Scott's the winner.
When the SWAT teams all come through the windows.
That I was thinking about how they must have staged those shots. And of course, when everybody freezes, Beverly D'Angelo has her hand placed. May we breathe?
What's the name of Eddie's dog?
Snots.
Snots.
Yeah, that memorable scene when the dog is under the table.
I love what he says. Sometimes you should just let him finish.
Oh, yeah, shouldn't feed him from the table. Nah, he's probably nosing around the trash. Then Clark's looking around and see the garbage cans spilled all over the kitchen and yada, yada, yada. All right, it is time. Can we get to, by the way, good job, Brandon, expecting 550,000 jobs and they get 210,000. That is, it's pathetic. But. He's not always the dumbest person around.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again. Whoops.
All right, let's see who our Morning Maroon nominees are. We don't like to include police in these, because stuff happens. The Calumet City Police SUV, this is in Indiana, by the way, was stolen as officers searched for carjacking suspects near a gas station. This happened just the other morning. Officers called to the gas station around 6:20 a.m. to investigate an attempted carjacking. When they arrived, four armed suspects ran off in different directions. While officers searched the area, one of the suspects circled back to the marked police SUV and took off with it. So, sadly, the officers are kind of the maroons in this case. For letting carjackers steal their car while they were investigating a carjacking. That one's disturbing. All right. A woman in Houston was playing a slot machine in a convenience store last week. I guess you can do that in Houston.
Oh, yeah.
Can we have that? Do we have that kind of gambling here in Alabama?
No.
Think we'll ever have a slot machine?
No.
Just asking for a friend. She was not winning, so to change her luck, she poured lighter fluid on the slot machine and then set it on fire.
Oh, that'll work.
The other woman she was with was furious because then she was no longer able to play. So the two started fighting, and it made its way out to the parking lot.
There's so much here.
The angry woman shot the woman who started the fire and then fled the scene. Nobody seems to know what their relationship is, but police, they seem to have known each other. The fire starter was rushed to the hospital. She's okay. The police are still looking for the shooter. The woman who started the fire will face arson charges, and as soon as they find the other woman, she's likely to face assault.
You know what the tragic thing is here? That store only had one slot machine.
Yeah.
This could have been avoided.
You got to get multi. You got to go to a casino to get the...
Also, I just... Unless I, where was it? Was it a grocery store?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. She obviously went in, bought light, because who keeps lighter fluid on them?
Yeah.
It's just ready to whip out at a moment's notice. So she must have gone in and bought it, then come out and said, "Well, I'm burning that
decision." Then I'm not winning.
So also, you're going to burn.
It also speaks to the edginess that people are walking around with these days. Speaking of gambling, from Reno, Nevada, comes the story of Billy Haynes, who was stopped. This is a Doc Green Morning Maroon, and we thank Doc for his contributions, who was stopped as he tried to walk out of a drugstore with a big armload of shoplifted merchandise. The guard who nabbed him tallied up all the items that Haynes had stolen and came up with $254. That was unfortunate for the maroon, since anything over $250 is a felony.
Oh, no.
"Hold on just a minute," said the bargain hunter. "That bottle of cologne I stole was on sale. Sure enough, it was marked down. That dropped the total cost of the goods to $248 and dropped the charge to a misdemeanor until they added sales tax, which put it back over $250. So he was charged.
Bizarre.
You know, don't...
Oh, wait a minute. Hold it.
Don't negotiate with... It just doesn't work out.
It's on sale. The one that stands out here would be the slot machine incident in Houston, and the liquid and the fire and the shooting. And, that one is the one.
Kind of spun out of control. You with that, Yambo, with that, Jay? Yeah.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
Then somebody else is so upset over that, they pull out the gun. Never bring lighter fluid to a gunfight.
A runner-up, it's hard to believe the stories that come out of schools these days. There's a teacher in Waukegan, Illinois. It's not far from Waukesha or Kenosha.
Uh-huh.
A guy named Doug Palmer, high school teacher, came up with an idea of awarding good grades to students if they would let him shoplift in stores in which they worked. He was caught after one of his students' parents asked about the unusual good grades their child was bringing home. The student confessed to the scheme. You believe this? A teacher?
It's going
to... Let me come into your store. Let me shoplift.
Make a deal with you here.
And I'll give you a B or an A.
Right.
So far, they have not figured out who to arrest and why, but certainly the teacher should for...
Oh, I would say, it's got to be the teacher.
It's unreal, man.
Yeah.
Hey, I can't teach you, but I can learn you something about great outdoor products. Adams Motorsports. Adams Motorsports. Terry just celebrated. We were there that day. We celebrated with Terry and Lynn 25 years here in the River Region. And every one of those years at Christmas time, Terry does his layaway program. Now, it's a brand new month, and there's still a few weeks till Christmas. But, you know, what you might want to do is take advantage of, let's see, I want to talk about bikes that are in stock right now. A 2020 V-Strom XT from Suzuki. A 2021 Voyager from Kawasaki, and in stock a 2022 Sportsman 110 EFI. So you have bikes and off-road and a number of things that are coming soon to Adams Motorsports. 2022 Sportsman 850 High Lifter Edition. And you can pre-order. You can get deals done on these products, and many people are. They are going to be in, but it's been keeping up with demand, really, because so many people discovered that, hey, one way I can get away from the coronavirus and have a good time and not have to worry about wearing a mask is outdoors. And Terry has everything you need for the water with a Kawasaki jet ski, for the road with Kawasaki, Suzuki motorcycles, Kimco scooters, and more. and of course off-road with all the excitement that Polaris, made right here in Alabama, brings to the table. Visit AdamsMotorsports.com, get a credit app started, decent credit gets you the lowest available single-digit interest rates on all the products. Or you can stop by and see Terry and his team at 528 Northeastern Bypass. That's the bypass at Hackle, or 24/7 AdamsMotorsports.com for the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime. 850 grand prize drawing next.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. All of our earlier accidents have been cleared with the exception of a new one on I-85 southbound. They just keep getting hits this morning. This one is right before Taylor Road. It's in the left lane. They're calling it a major accident. You'll need to be in the right lane to get past this accident. And traffic is backed up, moving slowly all the way to Mount Meigs. Might want to take an alternate route and jump off at Atlanta Highway or Chantilly Boulevard if you're coming into Montgomery. Might be a quicker travel way than waiting this one out. Light to moderate traffic everywhere else around the city at the moment. Buckle up and keep it here. We'll keep you updated. You can become an AWS certified IT professional at Trenum State. A special meeting will be held this Monday, December 6th at the lab on Dexter Avenue. Your skills are needed. For more information, call 420-4291. That's 420-4291 for Skywatch Traffic. Wendell J.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cold plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cold Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cold Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cold, 279-8919, or go to coldplumbing.com.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? Make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, besides the dirt, they can hold odors that are apparent when your guests walk in. If you own one of those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate control rug room, and return them to you. Peaches and Clean cleans tile and grout as well. If you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin area, visit us at peachesandclean.com and schedule your cleaning. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh, what up, man? How was the concert?
Sucked.
I mean, my buddies got busted for drinking in the parking lot. Santa's not bringing me anything this year.
Don't worry about it, man.
You'll always get a visit from something Claus. Who's that?
Yeah. Everybody gets something.
Everybody's been naughty. Everybody's got flaws. If you've been crossed on Santa's list, here comes Santa Claus.
Was a girl named Sheila, had a man with a van. They were supposed to go to dinner, but he had other plans. He said she was domineering, tried to take her diamond earrings, said that she was profiteering, soon he would be disappearing. She got mad. Everybody's getting something. Everybody's getting something. Ain't talking about no toys. I give cash. White envelopes filled with 20s, sometimes 50s. Cash. And where am I getting this cash? Hey, man, we don't need to talk about that. Everything he can. One day he had all he could handle, threw a fit and caused a scandal, broke his computer into shambles. The mess he made was quite substantial. Got fired, got arrested, got your outlaws repossessed. Santa said, man, you've been rejected.
started our conversation. Both of us felt a sweet sensation. So we agreed on recreation. Brought me a sack, there's a cocoa. She served me pumpkin with soda. Said I walked in and said that's a no-no. But you know what I say? Everybody's getting something.
Well, we got a few people getting something here in just a moment. Don't forget, we got the Duncan and Son Predictathon for the SEC Championship game. Mm-hmm. Just go to my Facebook page. You don't have to be a friend. Just look for the school logos and make your prediction. If you are the first to predict the precise outcome of the game, you'll win a $250 Duncan dollars, redeemable for service, tires, whatever you need at any of Don Duncan's three locations.
And what the heck? While you're there, react to our breakfast this morning.
Yeah, we have a Rich and I have a little bet on how many reactions that's going to get. We've already broken 100.
105.
It's pretty good for the morning. By the way, one little other economic note. The jobs report today for the country was a disaster, but the pandemic has now changed something that was kind of fundamental in our society. That's the 15% tip.
Is it less now? Are people giving less or what?
Well, people, you know, especially at the beginning when delivery was almost your only option when it came to restaurants, people were leaving rather sizable tips, 50% and higher. This has trickled down, though, to service for restaurants, 20 to 38%. So the average has risen from 15 to 20.
Okay, I'm a really big tipper.
So am I.
I'm a really big tipper.
So am I. Trust me, at Joey's party at Baumhauer's the other night, I made Eric, who's an incredible server, very, very happy. All right, let's get the grand prize drawing out of the way. Who's got the chips? Who's Mr. Chips?
I got the chips.
First up, a $25 Tucker Pecan gift card. And the winning number is...
Looks like 22.
I'm busy.
Oh, he's nursing Chase.
Well, don't say it that way.
Well, it sure looks that way from here. Look at the boy.
All right, get out of my lap now.
Aw, I'm sorry, Chase.
Just nursing you.
I hate it when this show is in the way.
22 is Sue K.
Sook. Congratulations.
You're a winner. Congratulations.
Take yourself on a $25 shopping spree through Tucker Pecan. With an incredible array of temptations, especially this day, great holiday packages. Remember, the next time your family says,
let's get nuts,
head to Tucker Pecan on North McDonald. Up next, The Works, a full service on your car from Don Duncan, All American Auto and Tire, any of the three locations, too.
Looks like number 42.
Oh, wow, 42. So we're going to go down a little bit here. It's Bree S.
Bree.
You're a winner.
That'll come in very handy. That's oil change, tire rotation, safety inspection of brakes, and more. Plus, they vacuum out your car to say thanks for choosing Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. Plus, you can now stop and read my magazine column there. And our grand prize is a $159 value Clark's Club membership. Our winning number is...
Number 11.
11 is...
11. I'm going to scroll all the way back up. Anthony P.
Anthony P.
You're a winner.
Anthony P., I know.